Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 4th, 12:15 in the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Nearly 60 breeding age bulls, both registered and commercial, including Polled Hereford, Horned Hereford, Red and Black Angus, Black Hereford, and more. For more information or a catalog, call into Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Ashley Yeager, 580-497-7124. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 2nd, broadcast live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. for the video auction, 37,550 head expected, 15,000 feeder steers, 9,200 feeder heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, and over 4,000 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2170.
Well, our team is covering NCBA's convention CattleCon in New Orleans. Our very own Ron Hayes is there, and he happened to catch up with Clay Bertram from Oklahoma to talk about risk management tools in the farm bill debate.
Now, early on, there was a fair amount. There were some money, obviously, to help educate producers. I don't know if that'll continue to be a part of this 2023 package or not.
You know, and as we look at those and we have to focus on those, we have to make sure that there's money available to educate the producers, and we have to make sure there's producers like NCBA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, that are willing to step behind us and get behind us and push those educational resource tools to the front.
Regulations are always a big concern, and I know that we've got plenty to talk about here at this 2023 convention.
Yeah, when you look at WOTUS, here we are. We're right back where we started many, many years ago. It's right at the forefront. We've got to push back on that. The lesser prairie chicken, we have to look at that too. It's right back here at the forefront. And so we have to look and push back the regulations. We don't need them in our business. We need them out of our business so that we can focus on what we do.
As far as the marketplace is concerned, you feel pretty good about where we've been able to go. I mean, obviously, things have changed dramatically. Now we're past all the problems we had associated with COVID.
Yeah, I feel real good with the marketplace, Ron, of where we're at. But we have to be looking for what may be out there. You know, some call it the gray rhino. We don't know what. This is a worldwide population. We have to look at what may not be foreseen down the future. That's why the tools that we look at of the livestock risk protection, we have to be able to protect that bottom line, leave our topside potential open of what might not be out there. You know, we've got a lower cow herd out there. We don't have many cattle in the country when we look at the numbers that have been out there. But then we also have to see what does protein look like? What's our competition doing? And we have to be able to look at this globally. And that's what's great about this cattle industry convention and trade show is we bring all these people together and we can all collaborate and look at all the ideas of what this thing really looks like.
We will be continuing our coverage for the NCBA trade show and cattle industry convention. It will be running through the 3rd. So stay tuned for more updates from Ron Hayes as he reports. Well, the Oklahoma Beef Council is developing a directory of ranches that sell beef direct from their farm. Oklahoma ranchers who market beef directly from their farm on a consistent basis are encouraged to sign up to be on the directory. You can do that by going to oklabeef.org/directory-signup. Heather Buckmaster, Oklahoma Beef Council Executive Director, says we've been getting more questions from consumers who are looking to buy beef directly from the farm. So we thought this would be a great time to compile a list and work with ranchers to get the word out about their beef retail enterprise. The Oklahoma Beef Directory will be part of the OBC website, oklabeef.org. OBC will also promote this list on social media through digital ads on YouTube and Google search and in a quarterly consumer e-newsletter. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.